is Kaya Biz.
Kaya Biz.
With Gugule Dumfuphi.
On Kaya 959.
On the street.
On the air.
Well, the Gauteng Department of Economic Development, in partnership with the RADA Skills and Training Education Authority, will be hosting graduations for at least 500 graduates coming from the Township Last Mile Delivery Program. To tell us more about what this means and most importantly, how it will shift the narrative and landscape for entrepreneurs and partners in the township economy, we're joined on the line by the Director of SMME's Cooperative Support, Matopane Masha, who joins us on the line. Matopane, welcome to Kaya Biz.
Good evening, Gugu and the listeners, and thank you for having us.
A delight to have you with us on the show, and this is really an opportunity for so many of us to learn more about what your department is doing to cultivate skills, development, and of course growth in our local economy. But tell us more about the Township Last Delivery Mile program.
So I think, thank you for that question. So in the last 2 years, I think with COVID also having enhanced this opportunity, we have seen the growth of the e-commerce platform, especially in terms of delivery of goods from point A to point B. But this growth has really been big, or at least been more telling in our, what you call traditional townships. So yes, Soweto, Mamelodi, Alexander, and all these townships that we know in our province. But of course, what we've seen then as a gap is that a lot of the young people in our townships haven't necessarily taken up this opportunity or have participated at a level where we wish to see them participating. So this program, really, the intention is to make sure that we provide support to young people in our townships. We expose them to this opportunity. We basically connect them to the training opportunities that come through this program, and so that they are able to actually also participate and create these much-needed jobs as well in our townships.
Definitely. And it's needed, right? Because if we do take a look at the e-hailing environment or scooter delivery within our townships, there's a huge gap. So maybe give us some insight into the demand that's available in the delivery sector.
So of course, so in Gauteng, as an example, we've got a deficit of about between 7,000 to 10,000 scooter drivers. So that's the demand that we have. And part of what we're doing is to try to meet that demand so that we can actually connect young people to these opportunities. But of course, locally, South Africa, as you know, is ranked about 41st in terms of the e-commerce space. And we believe that, I think, through the integration of the broader township markets into this space, we can actually grow our contribution. But also we know that, I mean, in the next few months also, there are bigger corporates that are beginning to set up in our province and mostly have their eyes on the township in terms of connecting their goods or their services to people in the township. So pretty much we are preparing this cohort to be able to take advantage of this opportunity.
Matopane, this is not a small thing. You're actually enabling individuals to be self-sufficient, entrepreneurial, and driven in many ways, right? So help us understand, you know, the end objective and what it is we're trying to create, especially when we take a look at the township economy ecosystem.
Yeah, of course, at the end of the day, we are looking at creating jobs or at least connecting young people to these opportunities. And really, the program that we're implementing takes many facets. One is that we recruit and train these young people, working with RADA, as you mentioned earlier, but also with the transport PITA, that usually called PITA. So we make sure that these young people also are trained and licensed, because we also make sure that we have licensed drivers on our roads. We don't have a problem there, but also we have them with the tools of trade. And in this case, it means the scooter and other protective clothing that they need, and a bit of working capital to set them up, especially in the initial stage, so that they are able to actually get into this market without any hassles. So pretty much that is the plug that we are providing to young people in our townships for them to be able to access this opportunity as well.
Got you. Very important. Matope, as I mentioned in the intro, there will be a few students who will be graduating shortly, 500 of them, right, that have already participated in this program. Talk to us about how long they've been in the program for, what some of the insights are that they've learned, as we build up the buzz and excitement towards their graduation, right?
Yes, ma'am, we have. So we have in the graduation tomorrow at the Field Experience in Pretoria. So 500 young people will be graduating. So these are the beneficiaries of the program that have entered the job market, most importantly. And so we've been in this program for the past 12 months, and doing different things really. So part of the program is to make sure that it's not just the training in a conventional sense, but also provide other additional support, like, for example, psychological assessments. Just make sure that, you know, the type of young people that we get on these bikes also are fit and proper for these bikes also, yes. As well. So tomorrow we are excited that we will be having a 500, which will be like our first cohort of 500 young people that will be graduating. And we hopefully in the future will add more, because we've seen, I mean, in the township, we also have new young people creating, you know, coming up with new platforms that are beginning to deliver, and I mean to connect them to deliver the opportunities. So we are also looking at newer partners in our township where we can expand and actually connect young people to these opportunities also.
Got you. And I think that's so refreshing. As you said, you know, you had to make sure that these individuals who are fit and proper, they're going to actively participate in the township economy, and essentially be self-sufficient, right? So maybe talk us through the recruitment program, how you select them, so that anyone else who might be interested to participate already has a benchmark and an understanding of what's required of them.
Yeah, so we usually will advertise, especially in the townships where the opportunity is much more prominent.
Oh, sorry, Matopane, I'm going to ask you just to pick up from the initial start of your response, because the line went wonky on us for a second. So maybe if you take it from the top, what it is that you look for in the recruits that speaks to potential future partners who can apply? Matopane, we'll just try to reestablish that line. Unfortunately, not the greatest. Must be between the weather, load shedding. Unfortunately, the network not working in our favor. So we'll just look to reestablish that line to make sure that we can hear Matopane perfectly. And we'll come back by giving you details as to how you can sign up. But if you just caught the tail end of that conversation, this speaks to the Last Mile Delivery Program. It's a new initiative and essentially a scheme, training and development of young entrepreneurs to ensure that they equally participate within the e-commerce space, specifically when it comes to deliveries in the township. And what Matopane was explaining to us is how, as a Department of Economic Development, they have trained and upskilled youth in South Africa through a recruitment process, giving them learner and driver license tests to be able to manage and function and maneuver a motorcycle. They've offered them an opportunity to acquire a scooter, which is critical for the equipment of their business, and further tools of the trade, right, like a GPS, safety requirements, and most importantly, working capital. You won't move much in a business without having sufficient liquidity. And this does speaks to how it is that we're making sure that entrepreneurs in the township participate with big e-commerce partners and players. Think take a lot in making deliveries in the township. Checkers 6060 and even other fashion retailers who happen to sell online. So this is an initiative that is brought to you by the Department of Economic Development. They prioritize the growth, development and, of course, expansion of township-based entrepreneurs to be part of what is described as the Last Mile Delivery Program. If you missed it, we updated you that the first cohort of 500 graduates will be graduating tomorrow as part of this program. Quite rigorous, but of course stringent in making sure that these are independent players who have been selected through a process that Matopane will continue to give us insight on. But of course, a few requirements to make sure that you do qualify and can stand a chance to be one of the South Africans, youthful South Africans, who participates in the Last Mile Delivery Program. We've got Awut Matopane back on the line. I'm hoping we can hear you clearly and you can hear us too, sir.
Yes, I can hear you clearly. Sorry for that.
No problem. It's the world of technology that we live in. It's a good friend, but sometimes it can be fickle. But going back to my initial question about Awut Matopane, the selection process, what does it entail?
So usually we'll look at the areas where the opportunity is much more prominent, and we try and recruit beneficiaries from that area. So if it's Mamelodi, for example, we prioritize Mamelodi in terms of the, so that the impact is felt in those townships. But in terms of your qualifications and all of that, we're really just looking for basic qualifications for someone to be able to comprehend basic things around money and so forth. because we still need to be able to take them through a training process. So your grade 12 should be sufficient in most instances. But also, because part of this is that you also need to have a license. We don't expect that when they start, they'll already have a motorbike license. So part of the support includes helping them to go through a learner's learning and also a formal a driving license as well. So those will really be some of the basic requirements. But it's quite easy, really. We just need somebody who is driven and passionate and willing to really do a bit of heavy lifting to get into this space. Yeah. And they can come and join us. In fact,
any cost involved on the part of the participants?
No, not really. We do support them. So we work with other partners, including the teachers, to help support these young people with the funding and make sure that they really don't incur costs initially when they start. But of course, in terms of the acquisition of the bike, we have options there in terms of how you end up having the bike. Either you can rent to buy the bike or rent to own, or you can actually just rent it and use it. And when you really feel that you need to move, you can send it back, or you can just buy it outright. But we obviously support you in terms of the funding support as well. So those are the options that we put on the table so that young people have a flexibility around how they want to participate in the project.
Got you. Access to the resources is one thing, access to the funding as well, and the assets to run their business. But what about markets? Because in order to be part of the delivery process, they need to partner with big brands like. So I'm assuming the likes of Takealot, Checker 6060. How do those particular partnerships work?
Yeah, so obviously would provide the market for these guys in terms of, so once you're done with the whole program, the training, you have a bike, we will then connect you to one of those partners where you sign a contract and you basically start working as well. But also we are beginning to see also young people in the township. For example, if you look at Edgar CD in Tembisa, which is a platform that was developed in the township, and they're pretty much a platform, a marketplace as well, where they have onboarded merchants in the townships, and young people can already start working, for example, providing services to such entities also in our townships as well. So it's really different opportunities depending on the business model in different areas. But the most important thing is that, yes, we develop a pipeline based on the market demand, and we are able to connect the beneficiaries to market opportunities once they're done with the training and they've got a bike.
Sounds fantastic. I can imagine there's so many of our listeners who might be saying, well, I'm keen and I want to participate and I want to be in. How do we join the Last Mile Delivery Program and many other initiatives that the local economic development institution of yours that you work for, I beg your pardon, offers entrepreneurs?
Yeah, so I think there are many ways they can. So obviously they can get in touch with us and we will engage and help them in terms of connecting them to the opportunity. So our email address, for example, is gded.inquiries@gauteng.gov.za. And our listeners can just be clear that I'm interested in the last mile opportunity. Mm-hmm. How do I connect to the opportunity? And we will then be able to provide them with the plug. But also, I think most importantly, because as you correctly mentioned earlier, the asset in this case, the motorbike, is quite important. So we also, obviously, as we engage with the young people in our communities, we are also appealing to parents where they are able to also help their kids with the bike where possible, so that we can be able really to cover as many beneficiaries as possible. As you can imagine, the demand for these opportunities is quite big as well. So, but in terms of engaging with us, yes, they can connect us on that email address. Mm-hmm. That I've just given. But also on our social media pages, on Facebook, we are at Gauteng DED. On Twitter as well, we are at Gauteng DED. And then on Instagram, we are at Gauteng DED1. People can be able to actually find us there and connect with us as well. But also, I think we are also running a campaign. Mm-hmm. We are basically in our townships just engaging different business formations just to understand how many young people in our townships have scooter drivers license, so that we are able to also connect them to these opportunities as well.
Okay. Any age restrictions in terms of the program?
No, like restrictions, but what we've seen is that mostly the interest is mainly young people, mostly young people. Mm-hmm. But we do, in some instances, have a bit of people who have sort of breached the 40, I mean, the 35 to 40 age bracket, but most of the beneficiaries are mainly young people.
Okay, got you. Just in case, you know, we are still young at heart. There might be a 55-year-old who says, "Ay man, tabe a scoot, I can do it myself."
Yeah. No, but I guess this is the assessment. And then and connect them to the opportunity as well.
Oh, fantastic. Thank you so much, Abut Matopane. Really appreciate it. You've given us such a phenomenal detail as to how it is that we are all playing our part to really build the township economy. Thank you again for your time this evening, sir.
Thank you. Thank you for the opportunity. And we hope that we'll get a positive response from our community as well. Thank you.
Definitely. That's Matopane Masha, Director for SMEs Cooperative Support at the Department of Economic Development within the province of Gauteng. This interview was brought to you by the Gauteng Provincial Government, hashtag GP Plug, hashtag Growing Gauteng Together.
This is Kaya Biz.
Kaya Biz.
With Google at 4P.
On Kaya 959.
On the street.
On the air.
The GP Plug Festival of Opportunities is coming to your Kasi. The Gauteng Township Entrepreneurship Gauteng Township Economic Development Act aims to bring change into the township economy. Now, this vehicle is here to drive change, shape policy, and inform practice that will bring a better tomorrow to communities. Townships will be transformational and transformed into hubs of commercial activity.